Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous leap year to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley. It's February 29th. Once every 4 years, we get an opportunity to share the Every Day is Saturday message on Leap Year Day, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, it's great to be back and better than ever. Had the old colonoscopy yesterday. I'm sure you all are just, got your ears right to the Sam. What happened? Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good. Your boy came out of it pretty much unscathed. Once you turn 50, there's just those certain procedures that you gotta have done. But I want to flip it now and get a little bit serious, because anytime I'm in that type of environment, I want to kind of paint the vision for you in the room yesterday. Not literally, but I want to share with you just what hit me being around all of these individuals, most of them elderly, okay? Most of them older than me, or at least they looked older than me, and they just haven't been taking care of themselves. I'm going to be 52 years old, born June 29th, 1968, son of Catherine Crowley, youngest of eight kids hailing from Bradford, Pennsylvania. So when you turn 50, I guess I'm a year late, and that's just what you got to get done. But these other people that were there, it was like the only thing separating us as we're getting ready to go in for the procedure are curtains. You're in this waiting room, and I don't know what procedure everybody was there for, but there's no privacy, and you can hear any conversation with doctors as they come out of their anesthesia and they're talking to them. It was pretty damn sobering, man. And whenever I'm faced with my own mortality, it really freaks me out. It just does, because it just reminds me how short this life is. Matter of fact, another guy from my class of 86, high school class at Bradford High School, died this past week. And I'm in this group for our class of 86 at Bradford High, and somebody posted in there about him. And I'm like, damn. And I didn't know him well. I mean, he was in my classes, didn't know him well. But it's just another kid my age gone. Just gone, man. And it's just so definite. It's so permanent. And it just really reinforces a sense of urgency. And this is what really kicked me in the backside 15 years ago to just forget about what if I go broke, and just say, hey, regardless if you go broke. And I still could. It's not like I'm out here, sitting on $1 million in cash. I'm always putting my chips in the middle of the table, trying something new, different, but I always want to get the message out. Anybody can build a landing page. We talked about on Thursday's show a couple days ago. Anybody can build a landing page. Anybody can shoot a video. Anybody can create an audio. Anybody can do all of that stuff. You can post on social media. But the real secret differentiator is your message. It is your unique story that you got to tell the world before you die. You just have to do it. And it doesn't matter how comfortable you are doing it. The more uncomfortable you are, the better it's going to work. I know that doesn't make any sense, right? You've been told you need to be this polished speaker, messenger who's got all their ducks in a row ahead of time. Makeup needs to be great. Hair needs to be done. No, that just doesn't do it anymore, at least not for me. Maybe it does for you. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you. But I'm guessing if you're listening to this show, you value authenticity. You love the rawness of it. You just want the details. That's why I get right into it every morning. Let me tell you, how many sponsorships do you hear at the beginning of my podcast? How much fluff do you hear before we dive into the message every day? Every day, how much? Zero, right? I mean, I value your time. There's one thing I know is valuable to you, and it's your time. You're giving me 10 minutes every day to plug into this message. There is no way that I am going to waste your time. I do. I mean, I want you to get on my calendar. I always mention my calendar, launchwithsam.com, because I'm here to serve you. And I'm not a nonprofit. It's not like I don't charge money. But like I said, anybody can build out any social media, any landing page, any funnel. But if you don't have the message, none of it matters. you could have 10,000 people a day going to your website, and if the message isn't tight and you're not clear on what it is that you do for people, they're just all 10,000 going to bounce off. That's the secret sauce that I sell. And I do sell it, and I work with people one-on-one because that's what gets the results. Group coaching, Facebook, videos, all that stuff. You know, it eventually might get you to the finish line. But imagine working with someone one-on-one for 60 days with a laser focus on your message. That's why I tell you to go to my calendar, launchwithsam.com. And as I'm sitting in that room yesterday and listening to just a doctor explaining to a patient, look, this ain't good, man. And I'm not going to give you the details. And I don't even know the person's name, so it's not like any HIPAA laws were violated. But it's like he was telling this guy who's probably a little older than I was, he's like, look, this ain't good. This is not. And I'll call you Monday. And I'll go over this with you on the phone, but I just got to tell it to you straight. This is going to be bad stuff. And it's just, Jesus, I'm listening and my heart breaks. And it's not even my message that the doctor's given to me. You know, the message they gave to me, hey, Sam, we removed one polyp. We'll let you know if there's anything wrong, cancerous or anything. I'll call you next week. All right, great. You know, and you're not on the 10-year screening plan anymore. You're on the 5-year plan because, you know, you didn't get out of here completely unscathed. So that was it. It was lighthearted. No big deal. But as I heard other people's, as they were coming out, because I had to wait before I went into mine for probably 45 minutes behind this curtain, and I heard all of these patients, and I'm like, damn, one after the other, it was just sobering. I think that's the best word to use today, sobering. And if you want to get motivated and you want to get inspired to hurry up and launch your movement, you should probably, I don't say you got to be hanging around recovery rooms in hospitals, but man, get out of your bubble, man. Get out of that corporate bubble. Get out of that home bubble if you're working there. Get out of that country club bubble. Go out and meet people. Go out and get yourself engaged in society. I'm guilty. I live in my little bubble here in Loveland, Ohio, with my beautiful wife. By the way, yesterday was our 22nd wedding anniversary. Wait a minute. You scheduled a colonoscopy on your wedding? Yeah, you know, I did. It's fine. We're going out tonight. And but my wife was there with me when I recovered. I didn't realize, and I, look, this is me, the guy who's supposed to be like hyper present in life. I didn't realize how lucky I was until I left yesterday. I got a wife that loves me unconditionally, as big of a jerk and a big of an ass as I've been my entire life. My wife hasn't left me, which is absolutely amazing. She is, if you want to know what a child of God looks like, unconditional love, I mean, that is my wife, Angela. I mean, of all the crap that I've put her through, man, she's still there with me. And so I've got a wife that loves me. I've got four healthy daughters, ages 18, 15, 14, and 5. One of them, you know, our youngest daughter, you know the story, born at 1 pound, survived 221 days at Children's Hospital, came home on a ventilator, a trach, all of that. And I still don't recognize how good I have it. I still put my head down every morning, record content, coach people, and always think about, hey, man, how can I get here? How can I get there? How can I do this and do that just to serve? It's odd, man. I'm not doing it because I want my own jet airplane. I'm doing it because I want to make a difference before I die. But even myself, somebody who's supposed to be really plugged into, you know, his inner self, I'm not even close. Because after I left yesterday, I'm like, holy cow, this is just, I tell my wife on the way, I'm like, Ange, man, this is just, I can't believe some of the stuff I heard and these problems. There's so many hurting people. And one of the messages I took out of that was just be nicer. Just be nice to people. You know, you have no idea what people are going through. I don't. You know, I'll see people at the grocery store. I'll say, hey, how's it going? And they won't look. I'm like, oh, what an ass they are. You can't even say hi. What's your problem? I leave yesterday and I'm thinking, you know, that person at the grocery store who I thought was just a jerk because they didn't smile and say hi back to me, maybe they just got a cancer diagnosis. Maybe they're not in the mood to say hi to some idiot walking through produce with a smile on his face a mile long. You know, maybe that's not the time. And that is what really hit me yesterday, you know, and this sense of urgency. Guys, listen, man, I know money might be tight for you. Maybe the circumstances aren't exactly perfect and everything, but you have got to have a sense of urgency to get this message out. You have a message. There's no doubt you have a message. What you need behind that is a sense of urgency. So that's my challenge to you this morning. On Saturday, February 29th, as we wake up to just a beautiful day, another beautiful day to make something happen. The second month of the year is over after today. And man, I'm jacked up. I'm just so lucky. I got this live event coming up in March, and I've got this business that I can run from home. I've got a family that loves me. But you know what I got? I got my health, and so do you. And maybe your health isn't perfect. And if I can pray for you, hey, send me a message. Email me, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Instagram, @everydayisaturday. Follow me there because I'm always posting inspiring stuff, some funny stories as well. And you can send me a DM if I can pray for you, a specific illness you need healed from. Let me do it. I would love that. Would make me feel good if I could pray for you. Okay. And if I can work with you, that's even better too. You know, we can work together and get your message out there. But if you need someone who's going to hold you accountable and to really help you get your message out there and make sure that you've got that sense of urgency, make sure we connect. Okay. I would love to do that. It would make me feel so good knowing that 2020 was the year that you and I launched your message. All right. So that's it, folks. Back and better than ever after procedure yesterday. Going out to dinner with my beautiful wife tonight for a couple of hours. And yeah, man, life's pretty damn good. It's good. It's even when it's bad, it's good. Because you know why? We get an opportunity just today to do something. Just anything you want to do special. Hopefully trying to help somebody out. All right. That's it for today. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.